Switzerland freezes weapon sales to the United Arab Emirates. The reason? Well, Swiss-made weapons sold to the Arab country are reportedly making their way into Syria. It all began when a Swiss newspaper published a photo of a Swiss-made hand grenade, which it claimed had been found in the Syrian town of Mareya. The revelation has shocked Swiss officials because Bern has not sold any weapons to Syria since 1998. The government says the hand grenade originates from sales to the UAE back in 2003. Abu Dhabi has so far remained silent on the issue. Switzerland is worried its weapons may find their way into the wrong hands in Syria. The country has been hit by over a year of deadly unrest that has claimed thousands of lives. The opposition blames the government for the killings, but Damascus says foreign-backed armed gangs are to blame. Well, let's get the opinions of Charles Shoebridge, who's a security analyst who joins us from London on this issue. Charles Shoebridge, arms and weapons sold by Switzerland to the United Arab Emirates, now being used by armed groups fighting the Syrian government. It's an open secret that U.S. allies in the Arab world are arming armed groups, but the point is the same countries have been saying they would support Kofi Annan's peace plan. How do you see the policies of Arab countries, especially Saudi Arabia and Qatar in Syria?
Well, as you say, I think it's in the case really of countries like Qatar, Saudi Arabia, it's not even an open secret. It's just completely open that weapons are being supplied. Kofi Annan and the UN, and indeed the UN human rights organizations, have stated repeatedly that it's a very negative factor in the conflict in Syria, that arms supplies are indeed fueling the conflict, and that's irrespective of which side the weapons are coming from and to which side they're going. Clearly, the more weapons that are supplied, the more sophisticated weapons, as well as the volume of these weapons, the greater, if you like, the enhancement of the killing effect of these. More people are going to die, inevitably, with the use of such weapons. It also means that civilians are dying, not just government troops, not only fighters on the other side, bad though that is. It's no real surprise, I think, to find that weapons are ending up in the hands of people other than specified, perhaps, on the end-user agreements that were signed at the time. I think this Swiss hand grenade story of today is really the tip of a very big iceberg of weapons coming from many countries and, indeed, going to many countries. And that, to be fair, probably applies to both sides of this conflict.
Well, let's look at Bahrain. The United States and its allies push for a regime change in Syria under the name of democracy. They're turning a blind eye, however, to a bloody crackdown unleashed by the Bahraini regime, hosting, obviously, America's 5th Naval Fleet there. How do you explain the contradiction?
The contradiction unfortunately, it's not something that's unusual for people who regularly watch issues of, or observers of issues of international diplomacy, politics, and indeed conflict. It's absolutely true that for whatever reason, the approach of Western governments has been, to a lesser or greater degree, one-sided in this conflict. We've seen support for democracy in countries such as Libya, in Syria, of course, or purported support for democracy, supporting, in fact, groups that in many cases are not supporters themselves of democracy, even less equal rights for women, and so on, values which the West is, of course, promoting itself. But in other areas, such as Bahrain, indeed Saudi Arabia itself, other countries that are possibly more connected, let's say, to Saudi Arabia, in other words, they are Sunni regimes, these are not Shia regimes, the approach seems to be quite different. And that is also reflected in the Western media. So, for example, the United Nations recently criticized Bahrain specifically for its human rights record and urged more reforms in favor of democracy, in favor of actually reducing the repression of pro-democracy supporters. Not only did Britain and America not sign up to this agreement, even though countries like France and Germany did, but also this was virtually unreported in the UK media that A, Bahrain was being condemned by the UN, and B, that Britain and America had failed to sign up for this. So I think to many independent observers, people who are trying to take an unbiased view of this conflict, this contradiction is inexplicable other than in terms of what might be perhaps cruelly, but I think fairly described as hypocrisy.
Okay, thank you very much, Charles Shoebridge, security analyst from London.